We continue on with our Coach's Insight programs, and now week number two is upon us in high school football. And for the Atchison Phoenix, they'll be on the road at Casey Harmon on Friday night. But we got to recap week one against Ottawa, and we're joined now by the head coach and Jim Smith, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Well, Coach, 24-14, Ottawa gets the win in week one. Just the initial thoughts and takeaways from that one last week.
Well, I think you said it right there perfectly, takeaways. We turned over the ball four times. We had the ball on the four-yard line going in. We had a bad snap, and then we had a penalty on top of it. So we had fourth and goal from about the 35-yard line, and which would have been a great opportunity for us to score. But we just made some mental mistakes.
It seems like that's been the common theme talking to coaches this week with their week one performances, just, again, the penalties, the turnovers. Is that a common theme year to year? Just how different is this week one compared to, you know, weeks moving forward?
Well, you know, it's a new group of kids. The kids we had last year have been starting varsity for probably 3 years, and this year we have some new kids in there. And I think the anxious, ready to get things going, but also you got to give credit to Ottawa. They came out ready to play.
Well, let's talk about the offense a little bit. Just a few notes on how you thought your offense performed.
Well, I really didn't feel we blocked as well up front as we should have. Now, I'm going to be making an excuse here, but we've been battling the flu up here. We've been battling strep throat up here. So we had some kids that weren't up to 100%, but hopefully by this Friday we'll be ready to go.
And then on the flip side, what about the defense? What'd you think? And a couple notes on the defensive side.
Defensively, I thought we were kind of confused on some of the formations they were throwing at us. And then again, we had some new kids in at positions, and it was my fault that we didn't have them ready to go. I'll take responsibility for that one. And we've been working hard on getting that straightened out. But the second half, we made some changes at halftime, and I thought the kids really stepped up, did a nice job.
Do you feel like the week one to week two transition is where you see the most improvement throughout the year? You know, once you get that first game under your belt, do you feel like that's kind of the biggest jumping off point moving forward?
Well, I think we'll see some improvement, but I also think it's going to be showing up down the line about week four and five. Kids get more comfortable in their roles.
And that's just maybe because of the roster that you have, just a lot of kids really getting into the varsity level for the first time?
Yeah, that's it exactly. And again, we have half the kids back, so there's really no excuses, but the young kids were getting there, but we probably didn't have them ready, and that's our job is to get them ready.
A couple more minutes here with Jim Smith, Atchison football coach, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Again, just going back to practice real quick this week, with how the kids have responded after a tough loss, do you feel like they've come out ready to go, gearing up for that week two contest?
Well, I really felt that way. I thought we had a couple great practices this week. Again, our numbers were down in practice because of the number of kids we have home with the flu, and we also have a couple kids out with concussions, and so we haven't had the numbers all week, but I think today at practice we're going to have 100%.
Well, again, you've won multiple league championships over the last couple of years, and the league starts on Friday here with week two, your first conference game in Metalark Conference, of course. You go on the road to Casey Harmon. They look pretty good in their first game against Maranatha Christian Academy. They won big. They used the ground game, rushing for over 300 yards. What stands out about Harmon when you watch them here in 2024?
They do look so much better. I think they looked like they've got things together. They got it rolling, and we better be ready to play because I really think things have turned around there for them.
So you said, can you really take much from you guys won big in this contest last year? So with what you've seen now and how they look here in 2024, can you really take much from the game last year? Is it kind of like a completely new team?
All you can take is what they run offensively and what they do defensively, but they have a lot of new kids in there. They have a lot of young kids in there, and so we have to make sure we don't let those young kids get any confidence.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys and kind of expectations for this one tomorrow night at Casey Harmon.
Well, I think we just got to come out of the gate, shoot, and just play hard out of the shoot, take care of the ball, tackle better, and I think we'll be okay.
There it is. Atchison football coach Jim Smith joining us, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Week number two for the Phoenix tomorrow night, first Metalark Conference game at Casey Harmon. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck tomorrow night. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Appreciate you.